Hello, friends, and happy new year. So it's around this time, the start of a new year, when winter break is winding down and everyone is getting back into their normal routine and just buzzing with that new year energy of hope and promise. I just find it so lovely. And alongside with that, I also have serious trash bag energy, like the amount of movement and things and people and hosting and parties and gatherings and gifts and just everything in between from the holidays. My house just always feels a little bit out of sort. Just like things get shoved in places. Like you know what I mean? Like just between 643 new toys and gifts that my kids received and just random things that just for whatever reason were acquired or brought into my home in the last 6 weeks or so, right? Just like, does anyone else have this post-holiday energy where you're just ready to like burn it all, right? I don't know. It's just me. So today I wanted to share 75 things to throw away or donate right now, plus share with you a 10-week challenge to get your home in the best possible shape for Q1. You are listening to episode 111 of The Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer, and today I'm sharing 75 items to throw away or donate right now, plus a 10-week home challenge to kind of kick us off right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. So again, around this time when the kids go back to school and routines start to feel normal again, I really like to walk around my house with two bags. Number one, a trash bag for just actual trash that no one wants. And number two, a Trader Joe's bag for donations. And so here are 75 items that are no-brainers to toss or put in a donation bag right now. Okay, so I'm just going to go rapid fire down the list. I'm going to put these in the show notes for you to refer back to later, and then we'll talk about it at the end. Okay, so number one, any Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or Hanukkah decor that you didn't use this year and or that you know you will not use next year, right? Like we do not need to hold on to anything that we didn't use decor-wise this year because we're probably not going to use it the next year, right? So just get it out. Number two, any random ingredients that are left over from this year's holiday meal planning that you know you are not going to incorporate anytime soon. So just like that extra can of pumpkin pie, that spice that only worked in that one dish that you're probably not going to use again next year, right? Just clear out your pantry of any holiday leftover items that you're not going to use. Number three, Halloween costumes that got torn or damaged or stained beyond repair that cannot be recycled for the dress-up box. Number four, kids artwork that you have displayed. Holidays are over. Time to start fresh. Get those like kid holiday artworks. Just move it along. Number five, holiday cards that are hanging on your fridge. We love receiving holiday cards from our friends and family, but it's time to take them down. Number six, any broken toys, new or old. Number seven, toys that haven't been played with since before Halloween. Number eight, markers that have dried out, broken crayons, paintbrushes that are crusty, right? We all have crusty paintbrushes. Number nine, games or puzzles with missing pieces. Get them out. You're not going to use them. Number 10, used up coloring or activity books, empty sticker books. Get them out. Refresh it. Number 11, Play-Doh that is dried out. Number 12, gifts that you've received that you don't want in your home. It is okay to donate them. Once someone gives you a gift, it is yours to do as you please. And if you do not want it in your home, you have the absolute right and authority to get it out of your house. Number 13, any baby, toddler, or kid items that your youngest has grown out of. And if you know you're not having a baby in the future or don't want to hold on to it, just get it out. Number 14, any plants that did not make it into 2024. I know personally, I have a few plants that did not make it from this last year, so they're just getting composted. Number 15, break down and recycle any residual boxes from all of your online ordering this season. So much online shopping. Number 16, anything pet related that no longer works, like treats, broken toys, expired medication, grooming products that don't quite do it for you. Number 17, sheets and towels that never get used. You only need two sets per bed or per person. It's more than enough. By the way, animal shelters are always happy to take your leftover linens. Number 18, worn out bed pillows. You know the ones that I'm talking about that are just shoved in the linen closet. Number 19, comforters that are no longer used. Number 20, thin out your cleaning rag collection. Number 21, cleaning supplies that you tried a couple of times but don't quite like and do not use anymore. Number 22, any used up candles or candles that you no longer burn because you actually don't like the scent. Number 23, home decor items that you no longer like throw blankets, decor pillows, decorative pillows, framed photos, and yes, even artwork. It's okay to take it off and swap it out with something that you like better. Number 24, in your coat closet, any excess hangers or wire hangers. Number 25, coats that people no longer want, need, or don't fit. Number 26, shoes that people in your family no longer want, need, or have outgrown. Number 27, any random papers lying around, finally get around to shredding it or filing them. Number 28, magazines no one has read but are still lying around for whatever reason. 29, pens and pencils in the junk drawer, just decide on a number, toss the rest. Number 30, speaking of the junk drawer, toss anything that is actual trash because I don't know why, but sometimes the junk drawer literally collects junk. Number 31, excess pads of paper. You know what I'm talking about. Number 32, old stationery that you no longer like. Number 33, gift cards and coupons. Check the balances or the expiration dates and toss them. Number 34, business cards, old ones or new ones. People just accumulate business cards for whatever reason, go through them, toss them, whoever you're not going to use. Number 35, books that you won't read a second time and DVDs that you no longer want. You can sell them. 36, excess USB drives, excess cords, excess whatever. We all have a box of like random electrical cords. You probably don't need 4 USB-Cs, right? Or whatever, those, you know what I'm talking about, those cords. Number 37, in your pantry, any old food that you're definitely not going to use. Number 38, food that you can donate, which is still good. Number 39, single-use utensils and plates that you don't use. Number 40, organizing items that you no longer utilize, like all of those little plastic rectangular bins. If you're not using them, you probably won't use them in the future. 41, any reusable bags. How many do you actually need? I know personally, they just are given out. I find myself having to pare down my collection every couple of years or so because it just gets out of control. Number 42, do a fridge clean out. Take everything out, toss expired food, food that's gone bad, wipe out all of your shelves. Number 43, do a freezer inventory. What needs to get used? What are you definitely not going to come back to? Number 44, excess cooking tools. Sometimes they just come into our home. I don't know how, but it just happens. They just multiply. Number 45, any excess glassware that you're not using and have passed up on. Number 46, any extra sauce packets, menus, just those little plastic bags of like disposable, you know what I mean? Like that they just like throw into takeout things. Like, I don't know why people save them. You are never going to use them. Just throw them away. Number 47, small appliances that you don't use anymore. You know, just like the little tiny appliances that just never get used. Number 48, any excess serving platters or hosting items. Notice what you didn't use this year or last year for the holidays. 49, dishes that you never use. Feels a little weird to toss and donate dishes, but if you keep passing on them and never use them and move them out of the way to get to the ones you actually use, they're just taking up space in a really well intentioned area. You need to just get them out. Number 50, dish towels that are old and dirty and stained beyond repair. Number 51, excess pots and pans that you constantly pass on using. Number 52, any fridge magnets that you don't care about anymore or random things that are hanging on your refrigerator. Number 53, any food containers that do not have a matching lid. Number 54, handle any paper clutter. So you're either going to file it, shred it, or throw it away. Create a home for loose change. 56, anything that you find under your beds needs to just get thrown away immediately. Number 57, go through all the clothes in dressers. That's a hard one. That's a big project, especially if you have more than one dresser in your home. Number 58, declutter your bedside table. Try to do the 3-item rule, a lamp, an alarm clock, and maybe one book, right? Number 59, clothes that you no longer wear and do not fit. Just get them out of your closet. Number 60, excess hats. Number 61, old underwear and socks. We all have socks with holes in them. You are not going to use them. Throw them away. Number 62, handbags that you don't use. This is really hard for me because handbags hold like a lot of emotional memories and what have you. This is a hard one, but you don't need more than, I don't know, I would say five at most. Number 63, shoes that you never wear anymore. They don't fit or they're not comfortable and you keep passing on them. Get them out, donate them. By the way, DSW has a program where you turn them in no matter what the condition and they will recycle them. And you also get credit on your account to use in the future. Number 64, any excess scarves. For whatever reason, my husband and I just have like a whole box of scarves. We never use it. It is going to go this season. Number 65, broken or old sunglasses. It feels weird to throw out sunglasses, especially because some of them are very expensive. I know I personally buy sunglasses that are north of $100, so it feels very uncomfortable to get rid of them. But if they are broken, what can you do? Number 66, sentimental items that you no longer want. This is a tough one to go through, but it's, yeah, sometimes it's important because we're just holding on to stuff. 67, broken or old jewelry. 68, old or expired makeup. 69, old or expired sunscreen. 70, old or expired medication. 71, any excess hairbrushes or tools or random hair things that you just don't use. Number 72, worn out hair ties or bobby pins. Number 73, any beauty products that you don't use or tried a couple of times and keep pushing it aside because you don't actually like it. Number 74, any yucky, dried out, or separated nail polish. And number 75, beauty or travel samples items that you just don't use anymore. Okay, so those are 75 things that you could pretty quickly just go around your house and toss. I mean, some of them are going to take a lot more time, like clothing is a very tough one. Sentimental items are tough for people. And it's a lot, especially because this list touches every area of your home, basically every drawer, every closet, every storage space, minus the garage, because yikes, no thank you. However, the good news is that a huge chunk of this list, again, as I mentioned, can really be done in one fell swoop with really just an hour's worth of time. I personally think that the closet and drawers are the most daunting and challenging for people. So I am going to propose a 10-week New Year organizational challenge to sort of help us tackle different areas of our home. So week one, we'll do bathrooms in the laundry room. Week two is the coat closet and entryway. Number three is going to do the kitchen and dining room. Number four, primary bedroom. Number five, the kids' bedrooms. Number six, closets and dressers. Number seven, the family room. Number eight, the playroom. Number nine, the office and any paperwork. And number 10 is the garage. So the best way to do this is to really figure out when you're going to start and then jot down each week in your calendar. For me, the week of January 7th is going to be my week one. And in my calendar, I'm going to jot down bathrooms and laundry room. And those are really two very easy rooms to tackle. The stakes are quite low. And I think it'll motivate you just starting with just really low hanging fruit. I think you can see a lot of progress being made. And it'll just, again, propel you to carry on through the rest of the challenge. And I think January is a really great time of the year to start this type of challenge because if you're joining me for my January spending freeze, that means that we are not purchasing anything that is a non-essential. We are not bringing anything new into our home, which will give us plenty of time to sift and sort through all of our current belongings. And I think you will be really shocked at how fulfilling this will feel to kind of like not only pause our spending, pause the purchasing and acquiring and bringing in more items into our home, but also not only are we not bringing in anything, we are getting rid of a lot of things as well. And again, just right after the holidays, we're just consuming at is at an all-time high. This is just a fantastic time of the year. So I really encourage you to start this with me this January 7th, Sunday, to start week one. And then we'll kind of go through area by area and just, you know, do it together. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And I love having just empty space. I love having empty shelves in linen closets. I love having an empty drawer in a dresser. It is just so satisfying. Like, just because you have the space does not mean that you need to fill it up with stuff. And the just in case mentality is just a mindset. You can give yourself a dollar limit when it comes to throwing things out or donating them, right? Like, if you are holding on to this item and let's say it costs $15 and you're like, well, I might need it in the future. If that monetary amount is below your threshold and you could replace it within a day or two for, like, let's say less than $50, in the event that you possibly need that item, you can just replace it, right? So I think having that sort of mindset is very helpful for a lot of people. And so they're not like, oh, well, I might need this. Well, you probably don't. And I bet you'll feel a lot better not holding on to it. That's kind of my thought for just the start of the new year. My kids are still on winter break. They do not go back until Monday, January 8th. It is like literally a 3.5 week winter break. It is insane. And once they go back, I'm starting. I'm very excited to kind of like get back in our rhythm and our routine. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you join me for this challenge and I hope you feel good. And for the rest of January, I wanted to kind of keep that theme of like home organization and just like little tips and tricks and thoughts and whatever to like make this year, you know, just a really relaxing, comfortable, low-key, fabulous year. So thanks again for joining me and I'll see you back here next week.